This is JIS News. Coming up, JCF Mobile Reserve Unit gets computer center. Work to begin shortly on treatment plants in Boscobel and Elliston Flats. And Cyber Crimes Act to be brought to Parliament next week. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. The Cyber Crimes Act, which seeks to protect the country from cyber criminal activities, is expected to be completed and brought to Parliament next week. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the Act will have a number of critical updates to assist law enforcement personnel in prosecuting cybercrime.
The new Cyber Crimes Act has a number of critical updates, including covering things like what is termed cyberbullying, where persons use online means to harass, intimidate persons. And we have also strengthened the fines and the penalties for persons who are engaged in cybercriminal activity.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. The Ministry of National Security, in collaboration with the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, has officially handed over a $3 million computer center outfitted with Wi-Fi access to the Mobile Reserve of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF. The new computer center, which includes 10 computers, a printer, projector and screen, will be used as a training area for 500 officers of the 700-member security team occupying the facility. It will also be used to better facilitate internal communication across the unit for report and statement writing, as well as research and analysis of crime patterns, trends, and concealment techniques.
We believe our responsibility is to try and ensure that when they come here after a hard day's work and when they have to spend nights away from their families, that it is as comfortable as possible. And to the extent that this computer lab provides an opportunity for them to advance their own academic training, to help them in their professional work as JCF officers, I'm very happy that we as a government could provide that.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson addressing the handing over ceremony on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Police High Command has expressed appreciation to the Ministries of National Security and Technology for establishing the computer center at the Mobile Reserve Unit. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says the center will enhance efficiency, promote the professional development of the team, and advance technological capabilities.
It is going to be a game changer in criminal investigations for the Mobile Reserve. It will in some way contribute to the investigation and their operational initiatives as they proceed with them on a day-to-day basis.
The development of the computer center is in keeping with the Constabulary's corporate strategic priority of modernization through technology. And work will begin shortly on the construction of wastewater treatment plants in the Boscobel and Elliston Flats communities. The projects being implemented by the National Water Commission, NWC, at a cost of $4.2 million, include the design, construction, installation, and commissioning of the plants. On completion of the projects, residents in St. Mary and St. Andrew should see a reduction in the contamination of groundwater. Minister of Waterland, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill explains that current sewage disposal practices are proving hazardous to the environment.
Pollutants are one of the most significant threats to the environment and our natural resources. We need look no further than our wells in the corporate era, which we have had to be decontaminating to put back into service due to the proliferation of soakaways in the corporate era.
The minister was speaking at the contract signing ceremony on Wednesday. The plants are being built under a special arrangement involving the Global Environmental Facility, Inter-American Development Bank, United Nations Environment Programme and the Caribbean Regional Fund for Wastewater Management. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.